I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Syria's President Bashar Assad took a defiant tone in a public address Sunday. He laid out terms for a peace plan, but it was widely criticized as a thinly disguised war plan. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it doesn't bode well for those who want peace.
We know of churches that have been destroyed over the last year because they were churches. So there's a lot of intimidation, a lot of fear, and a lot of chaos at this point. But also within the middle of that kind of desperation, for those that really do understand Christ, they will be able to bring some comfort.
Next, Pastor Yusuf Nardarkhani was released again yesterday from an Iranian prison. According to Assist News and Christian Solidarity Worldwide, he was imprisoned on Christmas Day after authorities claimed he was let out too early the first time. Pastor Nardarkhani had to serve 3 years in jail after getting out of a death sentence for apostasy. He served nearly all 3 years and was let out the first time after posting bail. His second imprisonment was shocking. Nardarkhani's lawyer is still in prison. Pray. And 700 Haitian kids went to their first Christmas party last month.
They were pretty odd. It was really a wonderful experience for everybody.
For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says kids got a hot meal and a coloring book that tells the story of Jesus. For Haiti is now focusing on its food program, which helps kids, the disabled, and the elderly.
Since so much of Haiti's help comes from individuals in America, we need to pray for America's stability and their ability to share with third world countries.
Can you help send food to Haiti? Visit our website to do so. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.